After Jen left, Jesse drank four scotch and sodas before bed. In the morning at 7:15, sitting in his office, he felt a little shaky and a little guilty. He tried coffee, but the coffee didn't help either one. At 9:10, a woman who introduced herself as Miriam Lowell showed up wearing a lavender warm-up suit and white sneakers. She was also wearing big gold hoop earrings and rings on four fingers and a gold necklace with some sort of big medallion on it. "I believe you have my dog," she said. The dog was very pleased. He had jumped up and put his forepaws against the owner's stomach and was lapping her face. Miriam Lowell squinched up her face and took it for a little while. Then she put his collar on him and hooked his leash. The dog capered a little bit. "His name is Baron," she said. "We've been calling him Deputy," Jesse said. "Deputy?" "Like in Deputy Dog," Jesse said. The woman appeared to see no logic in that. "He was here all the time," she said. "Since yesterday," Jesse said. "Last night he stayed with me." "At your home?" "Yes." "I would think," she said, "that the police department would have made a more successful attempt to bring him to his rightful home." "He was roaming around on the pike with no license," Jesse said. "We asked him where he lived, and he refused to answer." "Well," the woman said, "there's no need to be snippy." "Maybe a little snippy," Jesse said. He bent over and the dog licked his face. Jesse patted him. The woman hesitated for a moment, then turned and marched out with her dog. "No trouble at all," Jesse said in the empty room. "Glad we could help." Then he smiled to himself and picked up Deputy's water dish and emptied it in the sink. The coffee tasted bitter. He dumped that in the sink, too, and mixed up some Alka-Seltzer and drank it. At least Jen didn't know he'd gotten drunk. With her, he'd been able to stop without finishing his third beer. He always liked leaving a drink unfinished and made him feel that he had no drinking problem. Jesse heard someone yelling from the holding cells. After it had gone on for a while, Jesse yelled out his office door for Molly Crane. She came into his office. "Unhappy prisoner," Jesse said. "Name's Bellino," Molly said. "Perkins and D'Angelo arrested him last night up at the Sevens." "Drunk and disorderly? How'd you guess?" "He's still drunk?" "I don't think so. I think he's just making a lot of noise to show how dangerous he is. You want to read the arrest report?" Jesse nodded. Molly went out and came back with the report. Jesse read it. The yelling from the cell block seemed to intensify. When he was through reading the report, Jesse tossed it on his desk, stood, took off his gun, put it in the desk drawer, and locked the drawer. "You gonna talk with him?" Molly said. "I am." "He's a big guy," Molly said. "I hate noise," Jesse said. He walked down the corridor to the holding cells and stopped in front of the first cell. Inside the cell was a fat, strong-looking man with shoulder-length dark hair. "Got a hangover?" Jesse said. "I'm gonna pull the fucking door off its fucking hinges. You don't let me out of here," the fat man said. "I'll take that as a yes." Jesse unlocked the cell door and walked in and let it click shut behind him. "I'm going out," Bellino said. "You have been arrested," Jesse said. "You're gonna have to make a court appearance." "Fuckers pepper sprayed me," Bellino said. "Meanwhile," Jesse said, "I want you to quiet down." "Fuck you," Bellino said. "You want a lawyer yet?" Jesse said. "Fuck you," Bellino said. "I'll take that as a no," Jesse said. "I ought to kick your fucking ass," Bellino said. "You got drunk," Jesse said, "and made an asshole out of yourself, and now you're trying to pretend you didn't." "Guy gave me shit," Bellino said. "Guy you punched out?" Jesse said. "Yeah. I'm supposed to take shit from some asshole don't even live here? I'm supposed to let some small-town jerk-off cops blindside me with pepper spray?" "Why not?" "I don't take shit," Bellino said. "We all take shit," Jesse said. "We all like to pretend we don't." "You think I'm pretending?" "Nobody likes to face up to being a stupid drunk," Jesse said. "You calling me stupid?" "Sure," Jesse said. "Everybody's stupid when they drink." "You little fuck," Bellino said, and shoved Jesse. Jesse kneed him in the groin. As Bellino flinched, his head lowered, and Jesse took a left hand full of his hair and pulled Bellino forward past him and caught Bellino's wrist with his right hand and turned Bellino's arm up behind Bellino's back. He ran Bellino across the small cell and banged him, face first, up against the cell wall and held him there. Bellino was gasping for air. Jesse held him against the wall another minute while the hot haze of his anger seeped back into him and dissipated. When Jesse let Bellino go, Bellino staggered to the bunk along the other wall of the cell and sank into it, his breath rasping in and out. "I want you to be quiet," Jesse said. "Later this morning, someone will take you over to Peabody and you'll appear before a magistrate and pay a fine and go home quietly." Bellino nodded. "Everybody's a jerk sometimes," Jesse said. "You hadn't kicked me in the balls," Bellino said. "But I did," Jesse said, "and might again." "Cops ain't supposed to hit somebody they arrested." Jesse smiled at him. "That's correct," Jesse said. He turned and left the cell and locked the door.